Now, I want to speak to a lady called Jackie who's on this line. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Frank.
Jackie, you're doing something that's different to say the least, Jackie. I'll let you tell me the story. Go ahead.
Okay. My sister is called Sheena, and in 2016, she took a seizure. We took her to the hospital, and it came back that she had a brain tumour. In February 2017, she then had to go with a 7.5 open head surgery while she was awake. And the tumour was sent away to London, and it came back that it was a grade 4. It was a terminal brain tumour. Sheena then is now in a place called Thompson House Hospital, which deals with brain injuries and palliative care. And because Sheena has now went into hospital, she has lost her disability allowance, which means we have no vehicle to take Sheena out. What we're trying to do is set up a GoFundMe page and for the money to go to getting a vehicle for Sheena that we can live her days and, you know, taking her out on places where she can live her last days happy. And when anything happens to Sheena, obviously in the event that the vehicle will then be donated to Thompson House Hospital, that other patients will be able to have a vehicle to take them places.
Is this a specially adapted vehicle, and who would drive it?
It would be a wheelchair adapted vehicle, because Sheena now has no mobility, so she can't walk, she can't weight bear. So it would be a vehicle that she would have to be adapted for Sheena to be able to use. It would be myself that would be able to drive it. And we've also spoke about volunteering for other people that are in Thompson House Hospital, that if they need transport, especially at Christmas, we couldn't get taxis. And the taxi that we got Sheena to go for a 2-mile journey cost us £70 return. And when she went to the dentist the other day, it was £60. Because we had to get a taxi, they had to wait for her at an appointment and then get her back to the hospital. So someone that's lost all their money, they aren't actually able to fund taxis and stuff like that. And I know people in the same situation in Thompson House that are going through the same thing.
Have you discussed it with the authorities in Thompson House?
Well, they have a vehicle which is only supposed to be run by people through the board, and it's very hard to get people to do that.
But are they keen for you to fundraise to get a vehicle, to use the vehicle, and then to donate it to the hospital?
Absolutely. Yep, they're totally behind us.
It's a very unusual initiative, but it is available now. It's possible to do it through the likes of GoFundMe, which is an online fundraising facility. And have many people donated at present?
We have got up over 5,000 mark in 2 days.
Over 5,000?
Over £5,000 in just under 2 days.
Over £5,000 in just over 2 days. Well, that is generosity, absolutely. Yeah. How much does the vehicle cost?
Well, a second-hand one, we're looking at around £10,000. It's not that we're wanting to push the boat out and be extravagant. All we're trying to do is get Sheena on the road that we can actually take her places. So we've looked at second-hand vehicles, and they're around the £10,000 mark.
And is it very difficult for you to be able to do this without actually fundraising? There will be people listening who will think many's another person has had to have a special vehicle for their family without going to the extent of raising funds to do it.
We just don't have that facility within the family to afford to buy Sheena that vehicle, and we were dependent on her disability allowance. But as I say, because she went into hospital, after 28 days you get that taken off you.
That's interesting, isn't it, the way that you lose that fund, which you thought would have been available, considering that she still needs to come and go to the hospital. It's disappointing. It must be very disappointing.
Yep.
That
it's very disappointing and disheartening. And as I say, Sheena still has all her faculties, and she can have a conversation like you and I. It's her mobility that is letting her down.
And how much of a benefit would it be to Sheena? What would it mean to her to be able to be much more mobile?
Oh, it would be life-changing for her. You know, it's the little things that people take for granted. Sheena used to go to Starbucks and have a little coffee. That would have been her highlight of her day. You know, just even taking her to Starbucks for a coffee, or being able to go out with her children, or, you know, even on a Sunday, come to my house for a Sunday roast dinner, or to go and see family. You know, otherwise she is trapped. I can't get her into my car. She can't get into a normal vehicle, which means unless we get her into a wheelchair taxi, we can't get her out.
You seem very focused, Jackie. You seem like a very loving sister, I'll tell you that. And you're the driving force behind Sheena's you're accepting of Sheena's future, but you're the driving force behind her comfort and behind her standard of living, which is, and your loving attitude is very evident, if you don't mind me saying.
That's fine. She's my big sister and I love her so much. And, you know, I would do anything with her. She lived with me for 9 months before she had to go into the hospital. So this is my way. If I can do anything to help my sister, this is what I need to do. And I am very focused on trying to get that limit so that we can get her a vehicle. And maybe it's a distraction, but it is literally the best thing that I can do to give back to her being my big sister.
Well, it's lovely to hear comments like that. And I suppose everyone can do something to improve Sheena's quality of life by going to the GoFundMe page. And how do they do that if they wish to, Jackie?
Okay, we have set up a GoFundMe page and it is Have Wheels Will Travel. And it's under Sheena Mason. So if they just go onto the GoFundMe page and type in Have Wheels Will Travel, they will be able to see Sheena's page, and it tells you her story of what has happened in her, and it shows you the pictures and stuff of what she's gone through.
Okay, and how do you spell Sheena?
S-H-E-E-N-A-G-H.
Lovely. If people are looking it up, that's what you will find. Jackie, thanks for letting us know. And as you say, the vehicle, if we get to a point where Sheena no longer needs to use it or is in hospital to the point whereby she isn't coming in and going out on a regular basis, hospital will have the vehicle donated to them. And I hope Sheena needs it for many's and many's a long year to come. Jackie, thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
So do I, Frank. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Not a problem at all. That's a loving sister, isn't it? I so admire families like that, that are so determined to just help each other. It's great spirit. And Sheena, if you're listening, good morning to you. Thanks very much for listening to the programme as well. And I hope you enjoy that next call to Starbucks. And it's not as costly as a visit to the blimmin' dentist.